started for questions right now.
Chris, how much of your history with Sam factored you deciding?
I play a lot into it because I feel like both of our talents match up pretty well. So that was one of the deciding factors for me.
Were you in contact with him during this process?
No, I haven't talked to him at all, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll probably give him a call later on today.
Did the Eagles say that one of the things that stood out to them was your vertical ability to stretch the field?
Yeah, that was one of the main things. They talked about my deep threat ability and just being able to make plays with the ball in my hands.
Why do you think your two best years statistically were your first and second year?
I just think it was a combination of different things, and I really can't put my finger on one exact thing, but I just know Sam had a lot to do with it and just the things that we were doing as an offense. And then after that, it's just life happens and adversity happens, and it was just things I had to go through to get to the place I'm at today. And I'm thankful for everything I've been through, and it's all just a learning process.
What makes you good as a deep threat?
I'm way faster than my 40 time on the football field, and I feel like that's what separates me, because once the ball's in the air, it's just another gear that I kick in. That I've always had that gear since I was little, and I just feel like I'm always have it.
The 40 was 4.41, is that right?
4.41, yeah, I think so.
So you were with Sam for pretty much a year and a half in St. Louis when he was playing and everything. What kind of, chemistry rapport did you guys have?
I mean, we had a real good chemistry. We worked together every day after practice, and it was one of those things where the coaches and everybody else saw that we had a connection, so everybody did everything they needed to do to work on it to make it better.
We see the connection between your numbers playing with Sam as opposed to not playing with Sam. Is it that clear cut as to why there was a drop-off?
Honestly, man, I like to accept full responsibility for everything, so I kind of feel like it was things I could have did better to help my numbers, but at the same time, When you don't have a quarterback who can't throw the ball deep, it's going to affect your place at some point, you know what I mean?
What were those days like with Sam? You were there when he got hurt, I guess, the first time. He's had a tough road.
Yeah, he has.
Several years.
It was tough to watch because he put in so much work and he wants it so bad. So when you see your leader go down like that twice, it's kind of tough to watch, just in a sense that you want so much for him, and you see the type of guy he is on and off the field, and he deserves a lot, and I feel like he's finally going to come into his own and be the Sam Bradford everybody knows he can be.
In visiting today, what kind of sense did you get of what the offense is going to look like and what his role will be in that offense?
We haven't really discussed anything like that. We just talked about, the team needs and what I can bring to the team, and I'm just here to do whatever they ask me to do.
What do you know about the receivers that are here?
Well, I know it's a talented group. Everybody's pretty young. I'm the old guy in the room, but I'm pretty young myself, kind of. And it's a talented group, and we all have things that we can bring to the table, and we're all going to work together to be one of the better groups in the NFL. And that's just the goal from day one. Like, we got to set the bar high to be one of the better groups. If we don't expect that out of ourselves, then no one else will, and we won't accomplish it. So that's my mindset going into the room, and I know Jordan feels that way, and we just want to make sure everybody else is on the same page.
As the old guy in the room, what is the value of experience at your position? Is there anything special about wide receiver that takes a few years to really get down?
I think it's just like life, and life is no greater teacher than experience. So to be a receiver in this league and play for a few years, you just learn little things on how they get open and just the little nuances that you probably didn't know when you were younger.
How much did the fact that this receiving corps doesn't really have a lot of experience and established guys play into your decision to come here?
It really didn't matter to me that much, you know what I mean? Because I was visiting the Jets yesterday, and they got two superstars pretty much in the room. So that didn't matter to me because I feel like wherever I go, I'm a ball.
Well, why here instead of the Jets?
The organization itself is going in a positive direction. It's a great coach in Doug Peterson, and then the receivers coach and the OC. It just seemed like a great place for me to be and grow, just from a sense that they wanted me here bad, and then I get here, and the vibe is just amazing. All the people are great, and, like, when you feel something that's right, it's just right.
How did they show you they wanted you bad?
Just by being themselves, being genuine, and calling me, and we just talked about a lot of different things.
I'm not going to go and you said you know Jordan Matthews feels that way. Is he someone you've spoken to?
We actually worked out together last offseason. Okay. And I talked to him earlier today, and we've been texting throughout the day.
And And what did he say to you?
Just pretty much just come join the wave, and we're trying to do special things here, and I agree with him. And we're one of those guys who won a lot of our career, so it just seemed like the right fit for me.
When the team talked about needs, did they mention anything about, you know, helping with someone like Nelson Aguilar in terms of his development? You've been in the league for a while. I know you say you're still young, but you're going to be the oldest guy in that room. Did they mention anything about helping Nelson?
Nothing in particular. We just talked about the room as a whole and what we needed as a whole in the room, and just went over the little things that they expected from me. And they didn't really get down to talk about details to each player or anything like that.
At what point did the Eagles come on your radar as a potential destination?
My agent hit me up about them during the combine. Yeah.
As far as special teams, what role do you play there?
Whatever they need me to do. I'll go there. Yeah, whatever. If I got to return kicks, I'll do that. If I got to run down kickoff, I'll do that. I'm trying to do anything to help the team win.
What about as a deep threat? I mean, do you see that as something that, you know, these guys need?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I bring that element of speed to the table.
What's the benefit of having somebody take the top off of a defense?
At one play, we can score a touchdown.
Does it help you? Like, you look at a guy like Jordan, who's been in the slot a lot. Does that help that he takes away a lot of the focus that might?
Yeah, definitely, because Jordan's had a great career so far, you know, so he's going to demand attention, he's going to get attention, and that's just going to free up things for the other guys.
We'll take two more questions for Chris.
When you say taking the top off, I mean, your rookie year, I think you had like 5 games in a row with, you know, a reception for at least 50 yards. I mean, you know, how are you able to do that? I mean, do you see that keep doing, obviously?
I feel like it's something I can keep doing. It's just one of those things where everything worked together, me, Sam, the coaches, and we just got to go out there and trust yourself and play football. And when the ball comes your way, just make the catch.
It's rare to be traded in season. Can you kind of explain what last season was like for you?
Oh, man, last season was a whirlwind, really, just because I got the phone call. I was traded at like 9 a.m., and then I was on a flight at like 1 o'clock in meetings as soon as I landed. And from that day on, it was just busy, 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 trying to make sure I knew everything. And I didn't really get a chance to catch my breath after the season was over.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.